We got 3 minutes. David HaMelech says, "Eino seitovin gam echad." He looks at King Saul's battalions, and he says, "There's no one doing good. There isn't even one." So I had the good fortune when I was in Mir Yeshiva to dorm by Rabbi Orzechowitz. Rabbi Orzechowitz of blessed memory was mutilated by the Nazis, as was his wife. They couldn't have any children. They adopted a child which they brought up. And as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, and the Chafetz Chaim expanded on, people who don't have children, their future is their good deeds. That's their name. That's how they have a name in Am Yisrael. So Rabbi Orzechowitz and his wife were always busy doing good deeds for people. My parents rented me the basement in their house. Me and other guys rented there too. I had a bed there. And I would eat many Shabbos meals by them. I was dorming then, and they were very nice, an elderly couple, so they'd have me over for the Shabbos meals. So Rabbi Orzechowitz taught me many things. He'd come into the room, and it wasn't accepted in Mir to have a newspaper. And I would buy the New York Times. Many mornings I'd have the newspaper there. So he'd walk in and say, "What are you doing with this? You should be learning Torah." And I'd say, "I'm checking what I should be davening for. In order for me to daven the way I should, I need to know what's going on in the world. How could I daven Shmoneh Esrei if I don't know what's going on, what Am Yisrael needs, what's going on?" So he'd say, "If that's why you're buying a newspaper, great. So fill me in what I should be davening for." So on one Shabbos meal, he told me that when they were children in Europe, they were told the following Dvar Torah. Every child knew this by heart. When David HaMelech looked at the camps of King Saul, he'd say, "Eino seitov ein gam echad." There is no one doing good there. There isn't even one. Why did he repeat it? Why didn't he just say there isn't anyone doing good? So we look at a herd. There's a bunch of oxen. How could one shepherd guide all the oxen? Any one of them could take him down. Every ox is stronger than the shepherd. In Jewish history is composed of individuals. You look at the story of Mordechai and Esther, Ish Yehudi b'Shushan HaBirah, one man. You look at the story of Pharaoh, no one stood up to the Egyptians, one man did. And then he runs out to Midian, and no one stands up to the shepherd, and this one man, Moshe, stands up to them. You look at the destruction of the Second Temple, the Torah is being forgotten. Everyone sees the Torah is being forgotten. And then one man says, "We have to change something. We're going to write down the Mishnah, because otherwise we're going to lose everything." So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi makes a change. He makes a halachic ruling. We have to write down Mishnah and saves the day. Right? Just before the destruction of the temple, one man said, "The Romans are going to win and there's going to be nothing left. I'm going to go to the Roman side and see how we could save something." One man, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and with that he saved Yavne. He saved the future of the Jewish people. So Jewish history is composed of individuals. The masses run a certain direction, but there has to be an individual that says, "I'm going to do what's right," and pushes in the right direction. David HaMelech looked at the camps of Shaul and he said, "I understand the whole camp is with Shaul, and that's why everyone's against me and trying to kill me. But I need one. I need one person, because one person could change the tide." Throughout our history, it was the one person who changed the tide. Ish Yehudi, one man, wouldn't bow to Haman. One man saved the Jewish people by standing up to Haman and then having his niece ultimately become the princess, the queen, and then he changes, he saves the day. One person. So throughout our history, it was that one person. We have to ask ourselves, how can I be that one person? That, he said, was how they educated the kids in Europe. Every child was given that challenge. I think it's very fitting for the students of Mechon Meir, because every student here is an individual. Everyone that came here came alone. I met a student of ours tonight who approached me 2 years ago and said to me, "I'm leaving to Chutz La'aretz." And 2 years ago, I begged him. I said, "Don't, you can't do it." And he said, "I'm having such a hard time making a living. I can't. I'm married. I have kids. I can't." And I said to him, "You have to figure out a solution, but you can't leave to Chutz La'aretz." And he said to me, "Since when are you such a Zionist? Why do you tell me I can't leave? What's wrong? Why can't I leave?" I said to him, "Tell me, of all your friends, all your siblings, all your cousins, how many married a Jew?" Married a Jew. How many of them did not intermarry? Tell me, how many cousins, how many friends, how many siblings did not intermarry? Tell me, how many? I want you to give me a number. And he stands there in silence. And he says, I can't think of any yet. I said, that's why. Because the future of your kids is not just about how much money you're going to have. You have to look at reality. Where did you come from? You came alone. How many of your friends came to Mahon Meir? How many of your friends made the move you made? And where are they now? So they did not make the move you made, and they're going down a certain course. And you know what? In two generations, there'll be history. There'll be nothing left of them. It's over. You made a move that's going to create your future. You made a move that's the greatest move of your life. Don't ruin it now. It's hard. Let's find the solution. But it's not only about being Zionistic. It's also about building your future. So I think every one of you made a move. Every one of you left the environment you grew up in to make this amazing move of coming to Mahon Meir. That's the starting point. It's not the ending point. That means you have a lot of strength to give to Am Yisrael, to help Am Yisrael move forward. And very often, when you're in a community as a member, not as the rabbi, you can move the whole community where the rabbi cannot move the community. Sometimes there are discussions among the community and they ask, should we hire a rabbi? Should we make a mechitza? Should we ensure it's orthodox? Should we add a shiur? Should we make sure our kids get extra Torah education? And when the rabbi speaks, everyone knows what the rabbi is going to say. So it carries a different weight. But when someone from the crowd speaks up and says, guys, if we do this, we will have a different future. You guys can move your whole communities forward. You will be parts of communities. You have to see your responsibility as the individuals to help those communities move forward. Dov.